write upon. When finished, I lay a blank tablet face to face and tied them together with string, then lit a purple candle. Dripping the wax onto the string, I pressed my ring into the wax for a personal seal. "Take this to Olympus," I instructed Neva. He had been right. Father's life was in danger, and so was mine. 19 Januarius. Arrow is wearing her new collar. When she paces through the halls at night, I can see torchlight reflecting off the tiny amethysts, my favorite purple stone. They are set in gold with black etchings. Hieroglyphs spell her name and mine.
Hieroglyphs, also called hieroglyphics, were the form of writing used in ancient Egypt. They were developed around the year 4000 BC. Hieroglyphics are picture-like symbols read from right to left. Each symbol stands for a word or idea. They were often painted or drawn on papyrus scrolls or on the walls of tombs. Take a look at page 212 in your book to see an example. Now, let's head back to the diary. Start again near the bottom of page 39, where the paragraph starts, "Olympus and I."
Olympus and I have been sending tablets to each other twice a day. I have written him that the songs in the streets have put fear in my heart. So this morning we met in the gymnasium to watch the wrestlers and to talk about these things. We sat in the stands near the athletes where their chatter could drown out our voices. Oh, his friendship is a comfort. I have been reflecting on something that gladdens my